Horios per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel 3:3. Now the Mishnah asks the obvious what if. What if Chatu Achlo Nismanu? What if the Avera was done when the person in question was still a commoner? He hadn't yet been appointed to be the king or kohen gadol. Va'achar kach, but after that, prior to bringing the requisite offering, Nismanu, they get appointed king or kohen gadol. So now, which korban do they bring? The kohen, the special korban, or the kohen of the korban of a regular person? Says the Mishnah, Harei elu kehediot. They bring a regular person's chatas. This is because the principle is, as we said before, we go after the time at which the obligation was incurred, and they incurred the obligation of a chatas when they were just a commoner, a hediot, a regular person. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, wait, it depends. Im noda lehem achlo nismanu chayavin. He says, he agrees. If not only did the person in question do the avera, but they learned of their obligation to bring a chatas prior to being appointed the king or the kohen gadol, yes, then they'll bring a regular chatas kavua, whether they're king or kohen gadol, because we go after the time it was obligated. But Rabbi Shimon holds that it makes a difference also when you learn about the obligation. And mishen nismanu, if they only learn about the obligation to bring their chatas, like they were told after they were appointed the king, oh, by the way, last week before you were king, we just realized you ate the shawarma that had the chalev inside of it. So then paturin, they'll be totally exempt. Because the Torah says that the people who bring a chatas to me'am ha'aretz are the regular folk, excluding kings, excluding kohanim gadolim. And therefore, since they only learn about it when they had become king or kohen gadol, they now are exempt from bringing the regular chatas, and they can't bring the special chatas because they didn't incur the obligation of the special chatas as a king or as a kohen mashiach. Halacha is like a Tanakhama. Now, the Mishnah asks a new point here. It's like almost like a new paragraph. Ve'ezohu hanasi. Who is the nasi of the pasuk? The Torah refers specifically to the person who is the nasi who brings the special korban. But the question is, the word nasi is an ambiguous term. Nasi could refer to the head of a shevet, like Nachshon ben Aminadav. He was the head of a shevet. Or you could even, sometimes even the head of a mishpacha is called a nasi. So, says the Mishnah, Zeha Melech. We're specifically talking about a king, not the head of a tribe or head of a family. Shneamar, because the pasuk says, Va'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem elokav. And if he does, this is the person who's obligated now to bring the special korban, as the korban, the chatas anasi, because it says if he does any of the sins of, if he does any of the mitzvahs of, against the commandments Hashem says, Hashem Elokav says, asher lo ta'asena, that he shouldn't do. So we learn from here that nasi she'ein al gabav el Hashem Elokav, it only applies to someone who is a nasi that's so exalted in terms of leadership that there's no one else superior to him. And since, for example, Nachshon ben Aminadav was the nasi, head of a shevet, but he was answerable to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's not the top of the pile. Okay, only someone who's the king, who's the top of the pile, answerable to nobody, he has a special status to bring the male goat as a chatas. Now, if you ask the question, how do you actually see from the pasuk, where's the limud, how does it work that Hashem Elokav teaches you someone who's only answerable to Hashem Elokav? The answer is, it's not from a yitur, not from the words themselves, it's a gezeira shava. There's a separate pasuk talking about the special status of a king, and has to remain, you know, in his mind, remain mindful that he's subordinate to Hashem. And that is in the pasuk that talks about the king required to have a sefer Torah with him at all times. So the pasuk there says, v'haisa, and it will be, meaning the Torah that he writes, imo, with him at all times, v'karavo, he will read from it, kol yemei chayav, all the days of his life, l'man yilamed, so he will learn, integrate into his head, liyira es Hashem Elokav, to be awe, to have awe and reverence for Hashem Elokav. So the point is here, only someone who has no one to answer to but Hashem, like the king, has to be reminded of this, and therefore Hashem Elokav, Gezer Shava, also the korban of the Nasi. Which would mean, Lalacha, if for example you had two kings in Israel, like you have the Melech Yehuda and the Melech Yisrael, since neither of those two kings are answerable to the other, each one has no one that to whom they answer, both of those kings would have to bring the special, you know, Nasi's Chatas. Whereas the Shvatim, the answerable to someone ahead of them, they would not be eligible for such a for such a korban. It's interesting that the Gemara, by the way, raised the question of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and the Rabbi Chiya answers that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is not eligible between the Nasi Chatas, not because he's called Yehuda HaNasi, that's not the point. The point is that says the Gemara says he's actually answerable to the Reish Galusa in Bavel, which I find very surprising. That's what the Gemara says. And so the point is, however, in halachic principle, since he is answerable to somebody, he is not eligible to the Nasi's Chatas. In contrast, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, for example, would have had to bring one since he's not answerable to anybody.